This short is brought to you by Lens Protocol.
So you talked about like the rate in which creators post content on TikTok. You have to post like 5 times a day, you know, just to even get any recognition from the algorithm, or so they say, right?
Yeah.
But what you're sort of like explaining is that it shouldn't be that way, or it could be that way, but there's a different form of consumption.
All of the above. It's like, let's say you're a creator and you want to distribute your podcast and you want to do it in a way that your community can have access to it. It has the ability to expand its audience over time. And then ideally, you can make a living off it, or a really great living off it. So I think if you look at, and if you assess each platform, let's put like YouTube, TikTok, Spotify, and Ethereum as a platform and your options there, with Ethereum being the odd one out. So if you put yours on any of those three traditional platforms, it's like it's being monetized either via subscriptions or advertising. So for the end user, a lot of times their experience is hijacked by having to pay that price for subscription or pay an attention via advertising. So that's not great. And then two, there's a lot of algorithm in between you and that end user, or that community member that wants to enjoy your content. So if we kind of like talk about Ethereum now, it's like if you put it on chain, one, there is now a way for your community to like find that directly, have it uninhibited by a paywall or an advertising wall. And I feel like that's a really big little detail that like goes a really long way. Like universally free and accessible content that's ad-free and subscription-free is something that's unlocked by the NFT value system. And that you get that from Ethereum. And now if your community really loves that content and they want to collect it, they have a way to, you know, pay you as Adam, whatever the price is, to collect that as an NFT, keep it in their wallet. It's kind of like an on-chain save or an on-chain like. And now you've earned value that you wouldn't have otherwise earned on those three platforms. And then the really new thing is like fast forward 5 years, let's say it's like a really important or like historic podcast, that thing that was worth $8 might be now worth 500 or 800 or like 80, whatever it might be. It could be worth more than it was at the time of minting. So maybe it's a collective value capture story for both the creator and both the community, which is like really new. And one thing I like to say is like, creators are already creating their content as NFTs. Those NFTs are just entirely hidden and owned by Facebook and Google, and they sell them at exchange instead of being sold on like Zora or OpenSea backend. So it's like you're already minting NFTs every day. You just don't really know it because they're keeping it hidden from you and monetizing it, basically behind the back of their like massive platform. So it's like why should they own it and you can? And this is the system to do it.
Well, part of why they should own it, and you can create an argument, is they have really good distribution and discoverability and building virality, right? Which Web3 very much lacks. There's different applications and protocol, like Lens Protocol, trying to tackle it, right? Trying to merge the Web2 distribution and Web3 value capture under one roof. Mm-hmm. But we're building towards that.
What's up, guys? Thank you for listening. If you've gotten this far, then you are a champ, and I owe you a free listener pin. Go to adamlevy.io/NFT, fill in your info, and I'll distribute the NFT towards the end of the season. By collecting your pin, you prove your contribution to the season and get exclusive access to content, allow lists, and more. So be sure to collect yours. Also, please make sure to rate and subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening. This helps me out so much. And finally, hit me up on Twitter @LevyChain. I want to hear what you're building, the latest crowdfund you're trying to complete, or if you simply want to chat. I love talking about where crypto meets the creator economy, and it's no different if it's coming from you directly. So thanks again for your support. It means the world, and I'll see you on the next episode.